The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Dr. Jen, and today we're talking about the February full moon that's coming up, February 8th, 9th, depending on where you live in the world. So you want to check your local time zone to see when that arrives. But honestly, don't get too overworked up about the exact moment that a moon hits full moon or new moon, things like that, because you usually feel the effects gradually within 10 days to a week. Some people say 2 weeks, but I usually start to feel it about a week ahead. But you'll feel it before, and then it'll do the same thing. It peaks on that moment, and then it starts to gradually fade out for the next week to 10 days to 2 weeks afterwards. And so then you're revving up for what again? A new moon. So today we have that new moon coming up in a few days, or the full moon, sorry. And it's a Leo full moon. And we want to tap in with the angels and just see, like, what can we do with this energy? What is this energy all about? I like to work with the angels and the messages that they may have, or the insights on the different alignments that we've been going through, because we have so much going on these days and we are in such transition, but we are transitioning to a higher frequency, basically all of us at the same time, whether you know it or not. And all of us have different things we're going through, but this is a beautiful moon. It's a heartfelt moon. It has a couple of interesting aspects about it that I want to share with you today to help you understand, because if you're really starting to open up with your heart chakra, open up and feel life again, actually feel emotions again, if you had been shutting them down, sometimes we're like, oh man, I don't know about this. And our first reaction to protect ourselves is to shut it back down. And we're really going to be practicing this year, keeping it open and allowing these things to flow in and out and really experience life at a deeper level, fuller, really feel the connection differently. So it really is actually beautiful from a soul perspective. Metaphysically, I like to focus on the positives. We have plenty of the other negative out there. I say that all the time, but you know, we don't really need to focus there on this show. We're focusing on what about the other half of life? There's always another half of life, positive too. So that's what we do here. I've been working with the angels my entire life. I grew up with them just being a part of my life. They have always been there. They have supported me, and they are a beautiful divine aspect of what I call God. Some people call the universe. Some people call, you know, just that source, whatever. It is a beautiful aspect of the divine energy, the love, the unconditional love. They are there to support us with our choices, not do it all for us. And keep that in mind. We're practicing being proactive in how we're shifting our life. So that's a lot of what's going on too. I want to welcome everybody that is tuning in. You might be listening on audio. We have Transformation Talk Radio, our network, which is over on Facebook, live streaming the video as well. Or you can go to their website, transformationtalkradio.com. Yeah, they have a lot of different assets, all kinds of hosts over there. Great stuff over there. We are also live streaming on my YouTube channel. So if you are joining me in that live chat, welcome. You can put your questions and share your experiences there as well. We're here to support and share love in a positive way. So that's what we do here. I've also got all that information on my website, jenroyster.com. If you are looking for everything and you're trying to figure out where all the links are, it's right over there. So I want to welcome everyone. If you want to call in with a question, we have 1-800-930-2819. You can call in, check it out that way. Now, Leo is an interesting moon. Leo is a very bright light energy. So let's talk about that a little bit. Let me share that. It lights up the things that might have be a little bit darker in our life. So if you feel like a light is shining on the darker, the shadow side of you, the part that you would rather not go, or like, why is that getting lit up? Well, because that needs the light. That needs the light and the love. That helps you to transition and release that that might be in those dark recessed corners of your life. So if you're feeling this, then it's working for you. It is. It's bringing it up. And it might be things that you would rather not think about, but it's going to help you transition through. Leo is a very energetic, bright, out there, light it up, be out there, front and center. Don't hide. It's like, it's not a hiding energy. So this full moons, remember, are all about releasing, but they're also about harvest time. They're also about everything that you've been working to. If you plant a garden, that would be like in relation to a new moon, like think the analogy, you plant the garden in the new, and then harvest time would be the full moon. So it's not just about releasing all the things that have to go away. It's also about harvest time too. But you don't think about that too much. I mean, that's a really cool aspect of this as well. Now, because this is Leo, this one in particular is associated with what we were experiencing back in August of 2019 at the Lion's Gate. That was a Leo. That was a Leo too. That was a Leo sun. Like Lion's Gate is about Leo in the sun sign, which is, wow, out there. This one is in the moon or the lunar energy. So this one would be more internal. This one would be, we feel it on the inside. But a beautiful, heartfelt energy coming through to give you courage. To give you courage to do those things that you want to do, to start something new, to not be afraid to experience life, try something, see if you like it. Maybe it flops, maybe it doesn't. That's okay. Try again. Not being afraid to experience the whole circumference of what it's like to try something new. Don't be afraid to try something new because you don't think you're going to do very well at it. You're missing so many beautiful things you could learn from the experience as well. Think about that. That's a beautiful thing to think about. I love that. It's 11:11 here. Something just said, stop talking, look at the clock. I'm on the East Coast, so it's 11:11. I love that. What is 11:11? 11:11 is transition and change. If you're receiving a lot of twos, that would mean you're ready for the next step. You're ready to collaborate. You're ready to implement the things that you're transitioning into your life or relationships with others. This is the February month where there's love in the air and Valentine's Day and all of that. I think it's going to be amazing to go through this experience right before, that time of the year where everybody's thinking about all of the romance and all. But this one, this is the fire that and the passions of your heart. Leo is going to light that up inside of you. Like, what drives you to be inspired? What is that light that just gets you going? That's what you want to tap into with this full moon. So I really like that concept. There's a lot of things here. So going to take the quick break right now because sometimes, man, we just get going, don't we? We're going to take the break. When we come back, We're going to start diving into this. We'll see what's going on. Questions. Hello and welcome to everyone. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We will be right back after the break.
Have you ever heard of the 90-10 rule? It goes like this. 90% of the time, no one is thinking of you. 90% of the time, everyone's thinking about themselves. And if you think of it like that, it takes the weight off because now you're not being judged. I'm Megan Edge. I'd love for you to join me on Playing on the Edge Radio, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host Dr. Pat on Transformation Radio FM.
Dream on, fly high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life? Yeah. Check us out at drpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm. Oh my goodness.
Have you ever wondered what your pets think about? Do you know what your pets are saying to you? Dr. Monica will be your pet's translator to help you understand what your pets are trying to communicate to you. Enhance the bond with your furry friends on Pets Talk with pet communicator Dr. Monica each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about Dr. Monica, visit PetCommunicator.com.
The Coach Peggy Show, all things wellness with me, Coach Peggy Wilms. Tune in every Tuesday, 6 p.m. Eastern, right here on TransformationTalkRadio.com, where I'm going to talk to you about all things wellness. We go way beyond nutrition and fitness, you guys. It's the Coach Peggy Show. We get bold, we get badass, and we never go half in. And for more information, you can visit me at allthingswellness.com.
All of you over there, welcome. It's good to see you guys over there. Well, we have a question for, let's see, the journey to becoming me. I've got your question there. Hi, Jen. My stepfather is currently in process of transitioning through death in this physical world. I feel he is okay, but I am very anxious about my mother. Can I send request angels to go to her? Yes, that's not interfering. And she's asking, is that interfering with free will? It is never interfering with free will to pray for someone, to ask angels to go around for comfort, to support someone that's going through something big in a transition like that. And yes, it's two different roles for mom and dad. Dad's ready. He's probably ready. I do feel like he has peace with that. Mom's going through the letting go of the physical part. But I see it more times than not, whether they realize it or not, they will always seem to find a way to connect because love crosses all boundaries. And they will find that personal connection even after he transitions that works for your mom. It may not be the way you would do it or I would do it, but it will be what works for them because that's a very special bond that they obviously have. I would also be sending it to your dad to comfort him, to know that, you know, she's going to be okay. I do feel that your mom's going to be okay. It's just a big one. It's a big one for them. They sound like they've been together for, you know, and they're very close. It just feels like they've gone through everything in life, ups, downs, the tough, the good, the bad, and most couples do. But this is also may not be easy to understand in the moment of it happening, but it's one of the most beautiful experiences to share with someone as they transition and move up to a higher, different dimension. So I do send a lot of love and support with you. We're not, interference would be more like trying to make them do something, you know, with the angels or just being in the business that, you know, if they've said no, when we send angels to them, they can refuse them if they want to, but they can also find the comfort the way that works for them. Because remember, we all have our own way of connecting. I really believe in that. It's not just one cookie cutter way. We are very unique souls. Talk about creativity. The divine, when if we're part of the divine and the divine is within us and we have all these unique souls, but it's God living vicariously through us in different ways and experiences. Wow. Talk about a creative mind. That's amazing. So you wouldn't want it to all be the same. So let me leave it with that, because I think you're going to find that it's going to feel like an amazing connection. I think you all feel him anyway after he crosses, and that's a beautiful thing too. So let me go over. We also have over on Facebook. Oh, okay. Hello to those joining us on Facebook. We also have Kathy. Hi, Kathy and Lori. Hello to you guys. Good to see you. Welcome everyone that's joining us in the chats, whether it's Facebook Live or on the YouTube channel. So we have a good crowd today. So let me get some of this information out for you and what the Angels Insights have said about this Leo moon. Now, Leo is a sign that's ruled by the sun. So whenever you have something like that, when you have a moon with a Leo or a sun sign like that, it's pretty special because it's lighting. It's that light shining in the dark, like I said before. It's also associated as a fire sign. Leo is a fire sign. And what's that mean? Like, for example, a Taurus is an earth sign, you know, Aquarius is an air sign, Cancer is a water sign, those different signs. Leo is a fire sign with the elements. Fire in the elements, when we're looking at that with metaphysics, that is the inner fire, the inner you. It's also connecting us with what lights us up, what gets us going. Okay, so Leo's great. And it's what sets your soul on fire. Like, what gets you going? What gets you fired up? That's what you want to tap into. It also builds. And it's like a fire that grows within you that you just know it's going to change and motivate you. It's going to strengthen you. It also, a fire is also about helping. If you think about the all-consuming flame, have you ever heard about that? The purple violet. It's more of a meditative type flame where you can, things that you're trying to let go of or cleanse or clear the energy off of, you know, basically you're filling it with that fire of that energy, that flame, and it just transmutes things. That's a clearing of energy method that is a lot of people love and do, and I've done it before, and it's really powerful to do. This type of energy just, you know, this is what will help open the path up, clear it out, get the debris out of the way, and then you rise up. You rise up out of it after all of that debris is all done, all gone. So keep that in mind. This is a great energy to be working with. There's also something very restorative with this, because after things have fallen away or burned up or gone away, now the new comes up out of that, you know, like the phoenix rising out of the ashes again. Leo likes to be out in front and center and just be heard and shine as bright as possible. So we all have the opportunity, whether you're born in that sign or not, to feel this energy with this moon. This one is the one, if you really want to be motivated to start something, to change something, this is where you want to focus. This also, we have a really cool alignment this month with this energy, because Mars is more of an Aries energy, you know, gets things done, is, you know, go, 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 and fearless. That energy is lining up and is very motivational with this moon as well. So you have Leo, which is shine the light, fire up the soul, let's get going. And then you have this motivational Aries coming in with it. It's a great combination, actually, to really get things moving for you. This is a great combination. If you have fears that you've been holding on to, this is a good energy to walk and bust right through that, to overcome obstacles that have caused you to hesitate, second guess. If they've just felt too heavy, you don't want to keep it, this will be easier with this one to move it through. February actually has some beautiful energy to really open up and let us connect with heartfelt passions, heartfelt choices. That's what we've been talking about for a few years, but this is really, really beautiful to be doing that. You know, remember, full moons are always about releasing, but they're also about a harvest. Remember that. If you think about it, and I had said that earlier, if you think about what was going on for you in August around that Lion's Gate, that would be the 8-8 right around there. Did you ever notice, or are you recalling anything significant? This would help you with what you may have going on personally. Anything significant going on for you then, back in August of 2019, because this moon is associated with it. That was the sun. This is the moon. So the outer, the inner. So the inside. This is more moon energy, is more about what's inside. Okay. So think about that. These are things to help you figure it out, okay? This moon energy is really good to give you a boost of confidence in yourself. So if you struggle with that, if you're the self-critic that never stops, give yourself a break and just tap into this. This is good stuff here. This one is the freedom to try, the freedom to just go for it, the freedom to learn something, the freedom to not be afraid of failure, try it anyway. Guys, there's a lot of good things you can learn when you try something, even if it doesn't work out. I mean, you don't want to be so perfectionist that you don't experience life at all. That's what this energy is good for. So if you feel like you're the one that's just super extra safe and you don't want to try something new, this one's really great for helping you get out there and try something. This one's about, you know, don't be scared of it, because there's a lot of courage in this. Now, which angel? Let's talk about that. Which angel is associated with this that is going to really help you? Of course, Michael. Michael is about cutting away cords with fear, also self-confidence, organization. If you have a project you want to get going, your guardian angel, absolutely, because you don't want to feel afraid. You want to feel safe. But Archangel Ariel. Archangel Ariel is an angel that I associate with courage and strength and stamina. I love this angel for this particular moon. And Ariel can bring in this energy of let's get this party going. Let's get this started. And it's also, this angel is also known as Ananel. It just depends on which text. I mean, you wouldn't believe the texts out there, the ancient texts, all the texts out there on angels. But I go by Ariel. That's just how I associate it. And I always see, you know, the lioness, you know, and a lion always, and that's just the energy, the essence that I feel, because I associate a lion with, like, very courageous, fearless, absolutely will protect their families no matter what. There's just a fearlessness to go for it with this energy. And that's what I love. Also, the motivation that I see, if you feel like you just drag your heels, this energy is great for that, because there is no dragging your heels with this kind of alignment. There's just no dragging your heels. This is, you can't, because between the Aries energy and the Leo energy, those are just very fired up. They're both fire signs, actually. They're very fired up and they're very energetic and they're like, go, 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 go. I mean, you're going to feel like it's nipping at your heels to get moving. Sometimes we just need a boost like that. And then once we get going, now, it, you know, okay, we're getting that good push, you know, on the training wheels. And then, okay, I got it. And then the training wheels come off, and then you go and you fly and you just soar and you find your true freedom. You find what really resonates with your soul. That's what I want you guys to think about with this moon. Okay, let's go over and see if we have any more questions. We have a few. Let's see. Oh, goodness, we have an active chat over there. Let's see what's going on. You're welcome. She's Journey to Becoming Me. You're welcome. She's just saying thank you to both. Oh, and hello, Candace. Good to see you. Maddie, do the angels have any advice about the speaking events I have coming up? I know they will fire up my passions and desire to change careers. Wondering what I should keep in mind and pay attention to. Ooh, I like that question, Maddie. Well, congrats on the speaking events, for one. I feel it. You're going to do great. One of the best things that I'm picking up for you is Michael, for one, because you want to release the chaos that the mind might be splintering off. Like if you feel like you're just going, just ask for a calming of the energies with that. I'm immediately feeling like, hey, I can help you just calm down that chaos. Make sure you're grounded in. But then also Archangel Shamuel. Shamuel is one step at a time and help you with the clear thinking. You have, when you're speaking, you may have an outline of what you're going to speak about. You know, you have it prepared, but also you're going to have an audience that's unique. And I don't know if it's a question and answer type of audience, but if that is the case, allow to flex with that audience a little bit. These are things that I'm picking up for you from both those angels. They're in your corner, ready to go. But the one step at a time that Shamuel can bring in, and it's also, he's a very calming, peaceful energy that I always feel when that one is working with me. It keeps your head clear and keeps you on point. So if you had 6 talking points in a speech and you were focusing on one at a time, okay, it will keep you from feeling like you lost your thought or got scattered or, you know, things like that. These are the things I'm getting. I'm getting like these speaking in public tips for you with angels. How cool is that? That would be good for anybody. But I love that for you. It is going to fire up your passions. It absolutely is. And that's the things to keep in mind and pay attention to. That's what I'm getting for you. So good luck with that. We are in your corner for you. Donna. Hi, Donna. I could use more confidence for this next chapter. Yes. Lots of confidence. You know, when you've been struggling with that, or you're working on that self-love and you're working on, you know, just building your self-esteem back up after being through something, or just trusting your own intuition, it can get very, you sometimes feel like, wait, yes, no, yes. You're processing. It's like allowing it to flow in and out. And some of it will flow in, and then some of it will stick with you, and then it might flow back in later. And then you're going to go, you know what? When that first was coming through, I wasn't sure about that, but now it's making more sense. Sometimes there's just so much at once. And it can feel overwhelming. But Donna, you are going to be, you can do this. I mean, we're all in a chapter. She's talking about the confidence for the chapter. We all are out of our comfort zone really right now. We all feel like that. And this is going to help us practice. This entire year is about practicing something brand new, a brand new approach, a brand new perspective, a brand new respecting one another. Respecting one another for, you know, hey, okay, I think this way, you think that way, but there's a respect that it can be in different ways. This year, we are practicing to coexist with lots of different ways to approach life. And if you think about the last decade, there was a bit of an oil and water there with some of that, really over centuries. But we're going to have the opportunity to practice differently. And I'm excited about that for the world. I'm excited that we can all share, grow, learn, respect one another in a different way. And, you know, what feels beautiful is to not be afraid to go your path, not be afraid to go the way that works for you. We've been having to overcome a lot of judgment from someone else, or, you know, somebody thinking we should do it a certain way, or, you know, that kind of thing. And when you finally are rising that frequency up enough to be in a higher dimensional frequency where it's not all about everything that's wrong, it's a lot easier to stay anchored in. So, Donna, I'm wishing you the best. I know you can do that. Absolutely. Let's see. We have Calvin. Hello, Calvin. I care very much for someone who is in a relationship with someone else. There are reasons why I feel that she is headed for a disaster. Can the angels convince her to open her eyes? Now, this one, that one's very different, Calvin, as far as like not getting in the way of free will with someone else, because everybody's journey is individual. You can always pray for someone that isn't a situation, but then we have to pull back and we release it and surrender it to the divine to let them sort their own journey out. So that one, I understand you're very concerned. You care very much, but we also have to have respect at the same time for how you feel, but then how she feels or where she is in her journey. So that would be the best way to answer that. But, you know, absolutely, you can pray for someone. You can send angels. But as far as opening her eyes, is this if you could send them there, but then she has to be willing to open the door and receive that message. And if she's shutting it down or not paying attention to it right now, it might just be that she has a journey and a process to go through that would be a little bit different for her right now. And the timing is just maybe later. That would be the best way to answer that. But we have to respect where she's at with that. And I feel for you. I know it's hard to care for someone and then you don't feel like there's anything you can do. So I would just work on how you can respect where she's at in a journey. I know that's not very easy. We feel that way a lot with our children. We want them to be okay. But then they may go a different path. So I've been there, done that. And I totally understand that. Jules, do the angels see a committed love partner coming in for me this year? Thank you. There's a few out there, Jules. I do feel that. I feel August is going to be a big month for you. I know that I just said that without any hesitation because that came in. Sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't. But I also feel that the reason you feel like there's this space in between is because you're transitioning a lot right now. And aligning your energy and frequency, think law of attraction. That's a spiritual law because what we are putting out, you know, is what we receive. So in order to attract that in, sometimes we have to be in a different place for our journey to process what we are learning and growing through. So we resonate with that frequency that would bring it in. You're in that process right now. I feel that it's moving pretty quickly for you. I feel that if you are just instead of focusing on what's outside of you, where is it? Who is it? Focus on how you can be on the inside more right now. And then that actually in turn will draw that in. But I feel August really strong for you. So look at it that way. don't just stay focused on, okay, let me wait for August. No, you need to be doing the work now. You need to be working on you because, and they're being very adamant when I say this, and this is coming from Michael, standing alongside a guardian angel for you. Because if we avoid doing the work that you have the opportunity to do now, then that might push that August date out further because that doesn't come in until we do the work. I hope that made sense. And this is a very productive time for you, Jules. So good luck with that. I know you are going to do just fine with that. I can feel that you're ready. I can feel that there's going to be a lot of exciting unexpecteds that come up and you're going to go, oh, wow, I didn't think of it that way. I can feel a lot of ahas for you. Like, oh, I never thought it could be like this. I was thinking if I went that way, it would just be a disaster, but it's not. That's actually pretty cool. I feel that's opening up for you. I hope that makes sense. It will to you uniquely, I think. So I'm going to take a quick break before we wrap up the show. This is good energy, guys. Really good energy. You want You want to tap into this one because this is a beautiful energy that can really get us going in the direction we want for our lives. So just like Jewel was talking, like Maddie was talking about, Calvin even, Donna, everybody that has got these questions, this is a great energy that can help us see the light a little bit better from a better perspective. Because when you shine light on something that we just couldn't see before, it was a part we tucked away, we didn't want to see. Now, when we see a clearer picture or we see the bigger picture, we can make choices from a much better perspective. We see, okay, yeah, that it really does help you when you're making choices. It also supports confidence in making that choice. If you see the picture, right? That's a lot of times what people are asking an intuitive or a medium when they're asking all these questions. They're like, what's going on in the future? Because you don't know it or can't see it. This work here with this moon is really going to be worth your time and effort. So I highly encourage it. Let me take that quick break. When we come back, we will wrap up the show. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to the Jen Royster Show. We'll be right back.
Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasek has a special gift for everyone out there. To receive 3 chapters of the Knowledge Book as a special gift, send your email to mmjp99@gmail.com. That's mmjp99@gmail.com now to receive this fabulous, fabulous gift of the Knowledge Book.
Coming to you live on TransformationTalkRadio.com is the Brilliance Ultimatum, Time's Up with Claudette Rowley. Powerful conversations, practical innovations, and transformative solutions as Claudette and her guests delve into the possibilities and what she calls reality resistance. Join the cultural revolution and annihilate obstacles. Check it out at culturalbrilliance.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Aubert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Aubert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyaubert.com. That's drkathyaubert.com.
Hi, this is Kimberly Carlson, and I would love for you to tune in to All In Healing Radio, where together we will begin to experience health, happiness, and harmony in all areas and aspects of life. Join us every first Tuesday of the month at 11 a.m. on TransformationTalkRadio.com. All In Healing will help you release layers of negative beliefs and energies for radiant health, deep joy, and greater abundance. Visit me at KimberlyCarlson.com.
We remember a time when you could simply form a thought and it would manifest. The harmony was forgotten, but it is returning now. The Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin on TransformationTalkRadio.com each second and fourth Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific will take you on adventures through the heart and spirit, exploring who we once were. This intuitive healer studied under the guidance of wolves, learning from their wisdom to master a higher frequency for a new state of mind. Visit OneTrueSelf.com.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Aubert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Aubert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyaubert.com. That's drkathyaubert.com.
Are you meeting your sales goals? Or maybe your business plan could use a dose of the divine? Tune in to Divinely Driven Results with faith-based business coach Elise Smith on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Coach Elise Smith helps listeners get unstuck from their business plateau and become empowered through divine guidance. Build up belief in yourself and your dreams and learn business strategies that work for you for real lasting results. Learn more by visiting www.DivinelyDrivenResults.com.
Welcome back to the show. This is our last segment. So we've been talking about this moon. This is a heartfelt moon. This is one that fires up the passions of your soul to wake you up, be motivated, driven, exhilarated, excited, and feeling free to live your life's passions. That comes from the soul. Remember that. When we're lining up with that, that's a beautiful thing. Now, one of the things that's coming up with this moon energy that I don't want to forget to tell you about, which is kind of an interesting one. We've also got Venus in there. It's February. And something called the Black Moon or Lilith. I know you've heard of that. You may have seen it in Hollywood and films or, you know, shows that, you know, she's this bad. But when it comes to the energy in astrology with Lilith, it's more about that shadow side of the feminine energy. Remember, everybody has male energy, feminine energy, masculine, feminine. We all have that side to us, both of us. I mean, everybody has both sides, sorry. This is going more into the feminine energy side. And the feminine energy nurtures, it's creative, it's rebirthing, it's bringing in new things. That's what this energy has been focusing on here is new. Let's start this new world up. So everybody, regardless of man, woman, you're going to be feeling feminine side of you a little bit. You're going to be feeling that, okay, I want to create something new. You know, you're going to, it's about that. It's about creativity and rebirthing, changing it up, just like starting over something else, that kind of thing. The Lilith side of that is the shadow side of feminine energy. So it needs to show you. So I wanted to bring this up. This is nothing to feel scared about, but it is something to be aware about because you can learn and grow and have some very positive outcomes from this. When it focuses on the shadow side of feminine energy, it's going to be, think about it, your emotions, your heartfelt, your passions, your soul. All of this, okay? But what's triggering you to react? Maybe in a negative way, or what's pushing your buttons? What's happening there? What's causing that? This type of energy will show that and light and highlight that side. Like what part of when I'm trying to create something brand new or it's nurturing or, you know, here I am trying to work with this energy and really move forward. What's tripping me up? This will help you find out what that is so you can release that and let it go. So if anybody out there listening is going through or you've been feeling like some of that's going on, I want you to think about it in a different perspective. Think, okay, I didn't really like the way that made me feel, or I didn't really like the way I got upset about that, or whatever it might be. Think about what you could learn from it. Think about what, you know, I don't want to be like that anymore. I want to change how I respond to something versus have this reaction before I think. That's actually going to help you. That's actually going to show you that. Because the light and the shadow, you can't have a shadow without light casting. You know, you can't, you know, light is light. Darkness is the absence of light. That's all it is. So this moon shines light in all the darker spots. That's a good thing. But we want to be willing to see them. We don't want to avoid and pretend it doesn't exist because that's how you grow through and you learn it. So I really wanted to make sure I put that out there. That's a big one for this. Remember, Michael came in with, you know, hey, you're feeling overwhelmed with this. You're feeling like you're afraid to feel. You're feeling stuck or frozen in fear. I can help you. Just ask. When we're asking angels for help, we're asking for ourselves. Okay, remember that. Shamuel is really good. If you have a big project you want to start, because this is a good moon to do that, Shamuel will, one step at a time, and it comes in very calm and peaceful. It keeps you grounded and not overwhelmed. When you have 15 things on your plate and you're trying to do them all at the same time, sometimes it can just get scattered. You miss something. Shamuel works more. Let's take one section at a time, focus it, get it done, and then move to the next one. I know that we have to multitask in this world a lot, but if there's a way that you could kind of organize or structure it that way a little bit, it's going to be helpful. And he can help you find a way to do that, whatever your situation is. Let me see here. Let me go. There are a couple more questions before we run out of time. So let's see what we got. Let's see. Oh, you're welcome, Maddie. Thank you. You're welcome, Jules. Pamela, I'm questioning my future with my husband, which is why I am back in school. I want to be completely independent if things don't continue. Which angel should I be asking for guidance about this? Okay. That would be Michael for sure. Shamuel, yes, both of those would be very good, Pamela, because you need to feel strong and independent and feel like that's what I'm picking up. You want to feel strong in your own self. I understand that. Even there's a lot of women, even if the relationship stays together, they want to feel strong as an individual because that makes for a better partner even. So whether it stays together or doesn't, absolutely. Guidance for that. Michael helps us stay organized. Michael's also a very good business or career coach. Okay. Think of it that way. Very good with organizing structure, staying grounded and logical. Not being afraid to make a choice, but also to stay organized. And you've put, it's, believe it or not, he's very logical. You know, and you're thinking spirituality, you think, where's the logic? We're all about logical, spiritual-based decisions here. We don't throw everything out the window and go, you know, disorganized. Michael's really good for that. Shamuel is another tandem with him with a career, like one step, not getting overwhelmed, because you want to be organized, you want to be structured, you want to feel confident in finances, things like that. You want to know you can do it. You want to know you can stand on your own 2 feet. I get that. Me personally, I want a relationship that allows and respects me to do that. Whether they're friends or family or whatever, I want to be who I am. I want to do things as much as possible and be independent. But at the same time, you know, I'm here to help, but, you know, and if I need help, I need help. But it's also good to know what you can and can't do. And when you are going out and exploring things like that, you find the strength inside that you had no idea you had, which is a beautiful thing. So I wish you the best, Pamela, absolutely, regardless of how the relationship goes. So good luck with that. Relaxing meditations. You are a light to the world. Oh, well, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I loved the retreat. Oh, beautiful. Well, thank you so much for that. Thank you so much for that. Absolutely beautiful. We have one question at the end. Let's see, what time have I got? I got to go super quick. I don't know if I can completely get to this one. Marion. Hello, Marion. Dr. Jen, do you, the angels, see anything coming in for me? You are in the year of metamorphosis is what I'm picking up. I immediately saw butterfly, but I felt that you felt like you were in a cocoon for a while. I feel that there's a lot of things coming open for you. There's going to be a new way of life. There's going to be a new approach to life. Not all at once. This is a big year of it shifting. New relationships coming in, maybe some other ones falling out. Remember, when I say relationships, they're not just romantic, guys. Keep that in mind. It could be business. It could be coworkers. It could be friends. It could be neighbors. It could be anything. Okay. It could be family, just other family. So keep that in mind. But I do feel that you have a beautiful transition coming. What I'm picking up for you the strongest is to not be afraid of the journey. that's the biggest thing that they said I need to focus to tell you. Don't be afraid of the journey. It will be new. It will be fresh. It will be unknown. Michael is a very good one for you because Michael's so good when there's a lot of fear that has to be released. And a lot of times fear is fear of the unknown, fear of trying something new and it might not work, you know, things like that. Fear that, you know, a lot of it comes from what, you know, we're so used to ingrained and programmed to be a certain way. And then when we are going out there trying to evolve and change, you know, sometimes people don't understand what we're doing. Well, it's not their journey. It's yours. And they've got their own to be busy with. And some will be and some won't be. They'll be more worried about yours. Keep that in mind when you're out in the world. Make sure you're focusing on your journey and not worrying about what everybody's doing on theirs, because you may not understand their journey either. All that goes around, comes around stuff is no joke. It does that. But I know that you guys have a beautiful, beautiful year to look forward to. This is a good year. This is a great moon to really get started. Remember, February is, we're coming into Pisces, which is the last sign in astrology. That's the end of it. That's the 12th sign. So then we start all over. So in astrology, we're at the end of the year right now, wrapping everything up before we go into something brand new with an Aries. So I know that this is a good one for you guys. Please know that. Please know. Let's see, one more. We have Candace saying, I know you're so busy today. Are the angels talking about me at all today? I'm in a bit of a flux at the moment and want to know what's going on to settle. Okay, this is what came up really quick. Oh, I do have to hurry. Really quick, Candace, I'm feeling that you have 2 or 3 months of, it'll feel like that. It's going to feel like, whoa, it's more like be flexible that it's not going to settle quite yet. You got a couple of months of unexpecteds, not negative. Yes, they're all around you, but there's a lot of settling. You need to settle. You need to find a way to ground. You might need to change up how you're grounding is what I'm picking up for you. I know that that's a little bit crazy, but just know it will resolve. This too shall pass, but there is a lot of shifting going on for you. It's being flexible with it in the unexpecteds. And when you find overwhelm, you've got to ground. I'm finding that the grounding's a little bit more challenging for you right now. So that's what I'm picking up for you. I want to say thank you to everyone. I want to say thank you to all that have shared their journey. You've shared your questions. Thank you for those that support the Angel Retreat. We do that. And that's a group. That's a group of people all on this together that we have over. It's a membership that it supports the show. That's over on my website if you want to check it out. Next week in the Angel Retreat, reminder, guys, we're going to have the gallery readings. We do live Zoom but gallery readings for that. If you're in the membership, we'll do that. But other than that, guys, I believe I'm out of time. We have a beautiful energy with this moon. Remember your heartfelt. What lights up your soul? What sets it on fire? What gets you motivated? What's exciting? And remember, you're going to see some unexpected surprises that you may not have seen before. That's not a bad thing. That means, oh, I would have never thought of it that way. I would have never thought to try that. I never knew I had that in me, that kind of stuff. That's all in there, guys. So please know you're worth it. It's worth taking time to close your eyes and meditate for a minute here and there. That's a good thing to do. Thanks so much, guys, for listening. I'm out of time. I got to head out of here. I will see you next week on the Jen Royster Show. Namaste.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit
www.jenroyster.com and transformationtalkradio.com.